So we zika descend abaku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza eWashington DC.
Lichona njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 18 Nkwenkwezi 2018 nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Kwabanjwe ipolisi elatshaywayo ngabajahanaba amakombi abasithe ngamawini kwasobuya nabana abe-black boot basiteka nabantu baphongukuphela sebephongutshaya umuntu wonke sawayezeke ngayisiyo wimbi wamakombi lokhu kubanga ukuthi namhlanje kube njalo futhi.
Kuqhamuke udlakela esitaladeni zeHarare namuhla ngemva kokuba abaphila ngokuthengisa esitaladeni behlaselwe ngamapholisa.
Kunokuthi abantu bahambe ema-registration centers abo bayakhangela ukuthi amabizo akhona yini e-provisional voters roll. Izipele ngo kumbeni anything that is amiss. Nxa ibizo li-right so uku-right umuntu abelala ekhaya.
Ikomishini yezokhetho ithi uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota solulungele ukuhlolwa kuqala kusasa kusiya kumhlaka 29. Kuwoza Friday silomfana osakhulayo uDonald Mangena owenze izimanga kwelebhilithane kumncintiswano wokuhlabela owe-The Voice UK Contest 2018. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kuqhamuke udlakela eHarare namuhla ngemva kokuba abaphila ngokuthengisa esitaladeni behlaselwe ngamapholisa. Lokhu kubikwa kubangelwe ikuhlaselwa kwelinye ipholisa izolo ngabacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabezimota ezithwala uZulu. Kodwa namhla amapholisa abikwa engene esitaladeni ahlasela uZulu mahlayana kwalimala abanye njalo kwabotshwa abanye. Sixoxe lo kansila weHarare umnumzana Thamsanqa Hadebe yena othi akukazakala ukuthi bangaka babotshiweyo kumbe abalimeleyo kulesi sehlakalo.
Okwenzakalayo ukuthi izolo kwabanjwe ipolisi elatshaywayo ngabantu laba amajaha lawa amakombi abasithe ngamawini then amapolisa nawo ayorigrupa kwasobuya nabana abe-black boot basiteka nabantu baphongukuphela sebephongutshaya umuntu wonke nje kwayekhonapho noma otherwise engayisiyo wimbi wamakombi lokhu kubanga ukuthi namhlanje kube njalo futhi
manje bakhona yina ababotshiweyo
right ukubotshwa ye bakhona abathethweyo kodwa ikuthi kuhamba ukuthi abangathathwa lapha awusakwanisi ukuthi kube kwazi ukuthi bangaki
bakhona abalimeleyo
right angisabonanga qobo ukuthi ngibone ukuthi abalimeleyo bangaba bangaki but obvious bakhona ngoba uma bethaya phela nendukulo ziya induku zamapholisa lezi zivele ziyalimaza
kahle kahle kathi kuyini okwenzakalayo.
Okwenzakele ukuthi ukutshaya okwenziwa ipolisa lapha bagcina sebecabanga ukuthi abantu abasegridini yiba abanika i-opportunity ukuthi bagcine bengabantu abangenelayo umsindo oyabe siqalisile ungaba ngumsindo oqalise ngabantu bamakombi kodwa uzagcina ungayisibo wamakombi kuphela namapholisa ngoba omuntu laye otherwise oyabe sesitribini ugcina laye sengenela ngoba akulandlela yokuhamba ngendaba yamavenda bagcina sebethatha njengakhona kokuthi otherwise amavenda anika i-opportunity yokuthi kuthaywe abantu amapholisa ngisho
sikhuluma nje kunjani khona kapresidaladeni eHarare.
Akade sekuhambeka vele akusela noise kuthi sekule congestion kuphela yezimota.
Umnumzana Thamsanqa Hadebe ngukansila wedolobho leHarare obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande we Studio 7. ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutsha kokhetho ithi uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota olevoters roll solulungele ukuhlolwa nguZulu kuqala kusasa kusiya kumhlaka 29. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Esethula umbiko wakhe emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba owenzelwe emaofisini eZEC eHarare, umgcinisihlalo weZEC uJustice Priscilla Chigumba uthi kumqoka ukuba uZulu ayehlola igama lakhe kule voters roll kulungisiswe okuyabe kuphambanisekile.
What happens when one has not inspected the voters' roll and they find that their name is incorrectly spelled on voting day? The simple answer is that that person will not be able to vote.
Kuyini okwenzakalayo nxa umuntu engazange wayahlola leyo voters' roll bese thola ukuba igama lakhe lingalotshwanga ngendlela eyiyo ngosuku lokuvota? Impendulo ngithi akayi kuphatheka kukhetho lowo muntu. Usizi kuyikuthi akekho ozokuba khona ukumsiza ngosuku lokuvota. Kungakho ke sikhuthaza umuntu wonke owabhalisayo kulolu gwalo i-voters roll ukubana ayehlola ukuba yonke into imi kahle. Okuphanjanisiweyo kulungiswe.
Uyaqonqosela ngokuqakatheka kokuthi uZulu ayehlola ukuthi konke kulungile akubhalisayo kuhlelo lokubhalisela kusetshenziswa indlela yakulezi nsuku e-BVR. Kwagcizelelwa ngomunye wama-commissioners awe-ZEC unkosikazi Letitia Kazembe.
Sifuna ukuthi abantu bahambe ema-registration centers abo bayakhangela ukuthi amabizo akhona yini professional voters roll izipele ngo anything that is amiss ngoba ama-centers lawo yiwo phela they are the same as ama-polling station nxa usubuyela and something does not match i-ID kumbe nibizo iselling you won't be able to vote.
Uqhubekethi le yindlela yokulungisisa lolu gwalo ezigabeni ukuba selulotshwa lusiba lugwalo lunye amaphutha wonke ahle alungisiswe.
Lawa amabizo we put them aside ukuthi si-adjudicate ukuthi singayenzani. Abanye bachiya amafoni, so sizabachayela amafoni ukuthi ibizo lakho isithupha sakho what are the numbers, awusiniki ibizo lakho. Nxa sesibona ukuthi nguye sibili sizayinika sisikhansela amanye kulama-monthly registrations amaningi. U-chairperson say uthe about 11,000 phela afanele ukuthi alungiswe ngoba abantu abanye babe-register kumbeni 4 times 5 times abanye babebecabanga ukuthi they are being clever so that they can you know rubbish us ukuthi izekantsho liyayibona amabizo ami mhlampe ngayivota ku-4 places. Hhayi, sisikukhiphile lokho.
Abezeki bathi ukuhlolwa kwamagama ku-voters roll kuzokwenziwa kusukela ngehola lesikhombisa ekuseni ziyevalwa ngehola lesihlanu emini yantambama. Bathi kodwa uZulu lokhe eselalo ithuba lokuyabhalisa igama lakhe elizongeniswa ku-voters roll ezolungiswa ngemva kwalokhu kuhlolwa okuqala kusasa ngomgqibelo womhlaka 19 Nkwenkwezi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Yebo yebo yebo, mthwaka komuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usilohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu? Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama. Umagagasi athi 909 medium waves 4930 6040 la ku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today aqoqeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ukhathi le VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 pm kusiya ku 5 pm. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001 202 465 0318. Ngenani njalo la ku Facebook ngukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele.
Ababalisi batshengisele endaweni zelizwe ezitshiyeneyo namuhla besola uhulumende ngokwehluleka ukubengezelela iholo labo ngesilinganiso abasifunayo. UGibson Bebe usipha lolu daba.
Ababalisi batshengisele besendaweni ezehlukeneyo ngokugqoka impahla ezibomvu. Umkhankaso lo wenziwe ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi Red Friday, Restore Teachers Legacy, umkhokheli wenye inhlanganiso yababalisi e-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, elamalunga aphatheke kulokhu kutshengisela umnumzana Obed Masaraura uthi kuphumelele ngendlela abakade beyikhangelele.
Generally, we are pleased with the overwhelming response from the teachers countrywide. They did participate and they were sending in their photos.
Siyajabula ngendlela ilanga lethu le Red Friday elihambe ngayo. Ababalisi abaningi baphathekile kulokhu kutshengisela, bethatha imfanekiso njalo bexoxisana ngengqubela phambili.
Igcizelela kulokhu omunye wababalisi bakobulawayo unkosazana Bridget Dliwayo uthe benelise ukubambana izwe lonke kulokhu kutshengisela.
Ama-working conditions ethu and then the accommodation konke akulanto e-rise.
Okhulume emele ababalisi bemathebeleleni South ku-Atoz umnumzana John Zinyoro uthe lokhu bakwenze ngoba indlela abaphethwe ngayo lezikhalazo zabo aziqakathekile.
Sananzelele ukuthi ama-unions laphana sidetrayer azange asirepresente kahle and izinto esasizifuna thina azange ziphumelele njenge-100% salary increase then 100% rural allowance increase. So thina njengama-teacher sesibona ukuthi kungcono ukuthi thina siziyenzele into zethu si-achieve khonokho esikufunayo singarelayi ngama-unions.
Omunye wababalisi unkosazana nobukhosi Mabhena uveze intokozo enkulu kakhulu ngendlela okutshengisela kwabo okwenziwe ngayo, esithi uhulumende kumele ananzelele intuthuko elethwa ngababalisi elizweni ikakhulu empilweni zabantwana ababafundisayo.
Kathi izifundo zami ngo-2015 ngaqala ukufundisa, yimpi engiyitholi khona but akula msebenzi elizweni. Despite ukuthi yithe sifundisa abaza kuba ngodokotela bakusasa, siholisa imali encane, so sithi ngabe i-government iyese izikhalazo zethu iselilele umthwalo uthi ube lula.
Laloba ababalisi abaningi elizweni lonke bephatheke kulokhu kutshengisela ngokugqoka ezibomvu, abamalunga enye inhlanganiso yababalisi ezimtwa babikwa bengazange baphatheke ngoba wona esuthiseka ngesilinganiso sokulishumi lanhlanu ekhulwini 15% abasengezelelwe ikolo ngohulumende. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, uGibson Bebe.
Livestock lamhlanje sixoxa ngohlelo lokuhlola amagama abantu abazavota kugwalo lwe-voters roll. Lolu hlelo luqala kusasa luyephela mhla ka-29. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e Voice of America ese Washington. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Umnumzana Akere Muna obe ngumqondisi wehlanganiso ebona ngokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele kwele Cameroon, iTransparency International, uthi uzancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli wakulelo lizwe. Umuna uncintisana lo mongameli Paul Biya oseleminyaka engamashumi edlula amathathu ebusa kukhetho oluza kwenziwa ngomfumfu lonyaka. Ilanga ebelimelelwe ngabaningi emhlabeni jikelele elomtshato wesikhosini kwele Bhilithane selifikile. Inkosana uHarry utshata lentombi yakhe uMeghan Markle kusasa edolobheni leWindsor eliphandle nje kwesigodlo iLondon. Ubaba kaMeghan umnumzana Thomas Markle ubikwa engasoze abe khona emtshatweni lo ngoba engezwa kuhle. abaphila ngokuthengisa imizimba bathi kumele uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa abahloniphe labo ngoba belamalungelo amunyethwe isisekelo sombuso. Kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphume ngesikhathi kunanzwa ilanga le-International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia i-IDAHOT kobulawayo ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Alliances for Solidarity. Abaphila ngokuthengisa umzimba behlangene lamanye amaqembu afana labaphila lobulili obufanayo bethi bayajabula kakhulu lonyaka ngoba obengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe ubengabahloniphi amalungelo abo. Ngakho ke kuhle ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uyazazi izikhalazo zabo njalo sebelinde ukuba agcwalise izethembiso zakhe zokuhlonipha amalungelo oluntu labo abahloniphe. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso eSexual Rights Center uNkosikazi Musa Sibindi uthi sebekhathele ngokuhlukunyezwa lokukhangelelwa phansi.
Namuhla besi celebrate International Day Against Homophobia and any form of stigma discrimination against LGBT community. Namafitshane sithi sesikhathele, sesidiniwe ngokuhlukumezwa, lokukhangelwa phansi, lokubizwa amabizo angathuthukisiyo, amabizo asikhipha ubuntu bethu. Sicela uthando, sicela ukuthi lasibe yingxenye yecommunity.
Okubhizimusi lokuthengisa umzimba, uNkosazana Sibonye Inkosi Moyo uthi bayalijabulela ilanga le-IDAHOT bengabotshwanga.
Busters sayanamhla ukuthi siyenze i-IDAHOT simelele ama-rights ama-sex workers, lama-rights ama-LGBTI. Konke sikuthabele konke lokuthi sesikwanisile ukuthi siye kuphutha kungani, singadisturbekanga, singabotshwanga, singabonanga umthetho sebezongena lapha esikhona.
Umfundisi Busani Ngulube webandla lenkonzo e-Anglican uthi uhulumende kumele abe lelihlo kibo abumbe imithetho egoqela labo.
Sikhangele uhulumende omutsha obuyayo ukuba engananzelela ukuba abantu bonalaba esibahlanganela namhlanje labo banamalungelo abo nakanye sibafisa ukuthi benga-integrate into ama-policies abo ama-fundamental human rights to uplift these minority communities.
Abaphila ngokuthengisa umzimba eZimbabwe bakhala ngokuthi babhekane lenkinga eziningi emsebenzini wabo. Abanye bayabulawa, bayabotshwa, bayadlwengula njalo babizwa ngamabizo abangawathandiyo. Ngakho bathi bakhangelele ukuba uhulumende abumbe imithetho ezadala ukuba labo bahlonitshwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kwezemidlalo namhlanje, iqembu elihamba phambili kungalane yemiklomelo elengezi platinum lilakho ukwengezelela inani lemiklomelo elikhokhela ngayo kuPremier Soccer League njengoba amaqembu ancintisana lalo phezulu ebhekane lemidlalo enzima kulimpela viki. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Kuzaza ngomgqibelo iqembu lenkezi platinum lizemukela elebulawayo City lona elihlezi endaweni yeshumi lantathu engalaneni yemiklomelo. Njalo intatheli zindaba yezemidlalo uNesh Mgogwera uthi leli qembu lingahle livule isikhala esikhulu phezu kwengalane ngemva kwemidlalo yamaviki alishumi lambili njengoba lawancintisana lalo ebhekane le midlalo yenzima kule mpela viki.
Sikhangelele ukuthi hayi iqembu elenkezi platinum lidlala kuhle, likhanya lokho lidonsa lisiya phambili, kodwa singakhangela njalo kuzabe kulo mdlalo ochazayo phakathi kwe-Highlanders le-Capes United. Zonezo ukudlala kwazo kuzayenza ukuthi benike inkezi Platinum i-pressure phezulu, kanti yona le Dynamos lidlala le FC Platinum la wona la alandelana phezulu kokuthi wona la amaqembu ukudla imidlalo nale impumelelo emidlalweni nale kuzayenza kuthe kukhanya ukuthi esingathi bafuna ukuthatha inkezo ngabantu.
Umdlalo weqembu le Highlanders le Capes United uzakuba senkundleni eBarber Fields ngensonto ukuthi ngosuku olufanayo iqembu le Dynamos lizadlala le FC Platinum ngaseRovaro. umdlalo weqembu le-Islanders le-Cape United uzakuba senkundleni eBarber Fields ngensonto ukuthi ngosuku olufanayo iqembu le-Dynamo sizadlala ne-FC Platinum ngaseRovaro. Kweminye imidlalo elakho ukuchaza abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqukulo impelaviki iqembu le-Chicken lizemukela eleHarare City ngaseluveve kusasa ngomgqibelo kuthi ngensonto amaqembu asenkabazwe adonsa nzima lonyaka athi eleshabhani mayindi lechapungu azadibana enkundleni emaclass. Kolunye udaba olumelana nomdlalo wenguqu imidlalo yesigaba se-Southern Region TV One Soccer League ingena kuviki yesikhombisa kulimpela viki njalo amaqembu azadlala ngokulandelayo. Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu lezetherapy Bulawayo lizadlala lelemagomo ngase-Railton, iqembu lemotomoto lizadlala lelezim lepats ngasewange, ele-NRZ lepats lizadlala lelewange ngasedete, iqembu le-Talent Vision lizadibana lele-Toronto eKeyford ngehola lethumi lambili. Kusasa iqembu leZBC wange lizadlala lele-Kazmine ngasewange ngehola le milambili emini kuthi iqembu leMosirovers lizanxilana lele Indlovu yanyathela ngasechinotimba. Ikanti ngesonto kule midlalo emibili lapho iqembu letholotsho lizadlala khona lele siwu enkundleni eluveve ngehola lethumi lambili emini kuthi eleBhozo 90 lizadlala lele Mainline ngehola lethumi lambili njalo. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanjini.
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje silomfanyana uDonnell Mangena owenze izimanga kwelebhilitane kumncintiswano wokuhlabela owe The Voice UK Contest 2018. Kubika intathelizindaba yethu uEzra Chisa Spanda.
Everybody get tired sometimes, you know.
Donnell Mangena uleminyaka elithumi lasithupha yokuzalwa. Unyakaze waqumba-qumba ezigidile ezigidi zabantu umabona kude. Lapho bencintisa khona wayeqede ngowesibili kuhlelo lwe-ITV iVoice UK. Abantu baseBhilitane bamamukele ngokuthokoza kukhulu. Okwenza lokuthi uNkosana Harry, otshata kusasa noMeghan Markle, amnquze ukuthi azoculela ugogo wakhe ngelanga lakhe lokuzalwa. Indlovukazi Elizabeth emcimbini wothozela iminyaka engamathumi ayisithiyagalombili lambili 92 years owenzelwa eLondon kunyanga edlulileyo. Umfana lo ingoma zakhe zingene kwezwakala kuleli njalo uthi kabuyele emuva kwezomculo ikakhulu ingoma ethi lumuntu isikhathazile. Shaya icathulo njengecathulo mfana kaMangena.
My name is Donnell Mangena. I am from the UK and I'm 16 years old.
Ibizo lami ngingu Donnell Mangena. Ngivela kwele UK ngileminyaka engu 16. Emalangeni adlulileyo ngike ngamenywa yinkosana uHarry ukuzoculela indlovukazi. Njalo bangicela ukuthi ngiculele ugogo wakhe ngelanga lakhe lokuzalwa. Bengikumncintiswano njalo wabaculi okwe The Voice UK. Bekulithuba elihle kakhulu njalo impilo yami isitshintshile. Okwakathesi ngisebenza gadalala ukuthi ngenze umculo omnandi ozakhwabithwa ngumphakathi.
Umhlabeleli odumileyo kakhulu waseMelika uWill.i.am nguye wayincedisa uDonnell njalo engumqondisi wakhe kumncintiswano weVoice UK. Ingoma zakhe zonke uhlanganisa ulimi lesiNdebele lesikhiwa. Uthi kwamjabulisa kakhulu ukuthi abamhlophe abangezwa isiNdebele bamamukele ukucula kwakhe. Njalo iningi labalandeli bakhe lithi lifuna ukufunda ngamasiko esiNdebele. Iningi alikwazi ukuthi uDonnell wazalelwa eNgland ngoba esazi ukukhuluma isiNdebele.
So I was born in Manchester, England, and I then went and lived in Zimbabwe, Bulawayo.
ngizalelwa eManchester kweleNgilandi ngase ngisiyahlala eZimbabwe kobulawayo okweminyakana ethile yikho lapho engafunda khona ulimi lwakithi olwesiNdebele ngakho yikho ngithanda ukulisebenzisa emculweni wami ngoba ngizwa ngilokuthokoza kakhulu lokuziqhenya ngesizwe sakithi njalo yindlela ejabulisayo yokujabula labantu abakhuluma lolu limi umhlaba wonke jikelele. Honey got a body like pow, pow, pow. Honey, she a hottie like wow, oh, wow. Girl, you know I'm loving your style. Check, check.
Ugogo wakadonele umamkhulu. Odume kakhulu kule Britane ebonakala kumabona kude ezitshila kamnandi jaiva esaziwa ngokuthi the dancing granny. Wagcwala kumaphephandaba wonke wakhulunywa iBritane yonke ngobuciko bakhe bokumeleza. Unandiza umntana nomntanakhe.
UDonnell, umzukulu wami, namthatha emncinyane ele 3 months e-UK. Ngamondla lapha, uthe seleminyaka eyisithupha, abazali bakhe base bemthatha, ngamfundisa lesiNdebele. Yikho ekwazi ukucula ngesiNdebele.
Uyise kaDonnell laye ungumhlabeleli olodumo. Uyagcizelela ngokukhuliswa komfana wakhe.
UDonnell njengezibulo lami ngabona kufanele ukuthi ngimfundise isiNdebele. Ngakho samusa ukuthi ayehlala lomama ugogo wakhe ekhaya wafunda isiNdebele and uthe sephendukile lapha yikho sabona ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi ahlale esazi isiNdebele even noma ecula acule ngolimi lethu lasekhaya.
UDonnell Mangena uyafunda njalo uthi kangelanga isikolo uthi ukuduma kwakhe akumphambanisi ezifundweni zakhe uzolo wonke umthandile lomfana inxa yokubekeka lokuhlonipha kwakhe uhlezi engumomothekayo okwamanje usestudio loWheeler M bapheka idlalati lakhe laqala eligalelweyo okuphuma ekupheleni komnyaka ikusasa kaDonnell ikhanya inhle kwamagama. Igama lakhe selikhulile kakhulu njalo impilo yakhe isitshintshile kuze kube naphakade. Umfana uphakamise i-Afrika waphakamisa ilizwe leZimbabwe wabuya uphakamisa ulimi lesiNdebele ngakwenze kwele Britane bese kuhlelo wazaha waza Friday bakwethu silo sakhulayo uDonnell Mangena ngithi ahoy Mangena ahoy ngiweza Jesus ban mpela veki enhle kini lonke. I did it again, so I'ma let the beat rock. Oh my.
Ngacha helidala Ezra Jesus Panda kube hamba lo mfanyana komangena lapho uDonnell kuhlelo Woza Friday bese gqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje kodwa singake hlukane sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Kuqhamuke udlakela eHarare namhlanje ngemva kokuba baphila ngokuthengisa esitaladeni behlaselwe ngamapolisa. Ikomishini yezokhetho ithi abantu kumele bahlole amagama abo kuluhlu lwe-voters roll kuhlelo oluqala kusasa lusiyaphela mhla ka-29. Kwanele okwalamhlanje sihlobo esithandekayo kodwa lingayikatshana luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk olivalelisayo ngontungamili Nkomo Matukanduna bafuphatile.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.